Welcome to Brutal Honesty with author, teacher, and national trial lawyer, Nick Rowley.
Hello. How is everybody doing today?
Well, I think everyone's going to be very excited, Nick, because this is the first teaser episode of Brutal Honesty Podcast, something that we've had in the works for a while now and something that you've wanted to do, I'm sure, for a long time in your career. For everyone who doesn't recognize my accent, I am Courtney Barber, the host of Settlement Nation Podcast, friend of Nick's, here to help him spread the word out to the trial lawyer community. For anyone living under a rock who doesn't know who you are, Nick, give everyone a quick background about yourself.
I was born in Iowa. I lived on a farm, a little town called Storm Lake. I grew up in Iowa, but also spent some formative years on a border town in Arizona called Nogales. I then moved back to Iowa. I was kicked out of every school that I went to from fourth grade through the end of high school and graduated with kind of a fake diploma from a school for delinquents. I went into the United States military. That helped helped direct me. I was always hardworking. I had provided for myself since about the age of 10, lived on my own since I was 15, fully on my own. The military gave me the opportunity to go to school, to go to college, and to be able to pay for that and be able to get admitted, you know, to a college, accepted. It also paid for my law school. And as a medic in the military, I learned a few things about medicine, which gave me the tools that matched up with courage and a fight that I've had in me since I was very, very young, that I took into the courtroom. I started trying cases before I was even done with law school. I started winning. I've also lost, and I've learned a lot from my losses. But I've tried cases now for 24 years. Tried a lot of them all throughout the country, different kinds of cases. If it's in front of a jury, then you know, I'll listen and see if it's something that I'd be willing to do. I've always lived with the belief that if we're not willing to fight for what's right, then our world's going to fall apart. And if we're not willing to stand up for what's right and to fight for others, then we're not worth much ourselves. I try to define myself by what I do for others, not by what I do for myself. So as a trial lawyer, I preach as much as I can to those who are willing to listen, letting them know and spreading the word that our justice system is imperfect. It needs help. It needs love. It needs people who are going to be honest, brutally honest about the problems that exist and the people within our justice system that need to go, but there aren't enough people out there who are willing to be honest and who are willing to stand up. So I hope with the Brutal Honesty podcast that we can shed some light on some of the darkness that's out there in our justice system and also open people's eyes to the realities of handling cases in our justice systems, what it takes, what a person needs to build, most importantly within themselves, in order to be effective advocates in the courtroom, how to treat others, how to deal with difficult judges and difficult jurors and difficult cases, and to learn how to do it with grace. Mm-hmm. Zealous advocacy with grace. So that's a bit about me and a bit about what I hope this podcast brings to our world.
Well, I think it will. And I do have a follow-up question for you. You engage with people, you run Trial by Human, you speak, you write books, you do webinars. Why do you think this platform, having your own voice, Brutal Honesty podcast, is so important, especially now for people?
We need to talk about the things that are uncomfortable to talk about. We need to say the things that others are not willing to say, which will empower others to stand up and say the things that need to be said. What's going to be different about what people hear with this podcast is it's not going to be shiny all the time. We're going to get real. We're going to get brutal. We're going to be honest.
And I think that's important considering, you know, the last kind of 2 to 3 weeks that you've had have been so probably dramatically different in terms of emotions and success and feelings. Do you want to talk just quickly about just some of the trials that you've had over the last couple of weeks? And then these are trials that we'll be going into more in upcoming episodes.
In the past 5 weeks, I've tried 3 separate jury trials in 3 separate states. One was a wrongful death medical malpractice case. That was in Seattle, Washington. The other was a burn case, a case where a 12-year-old boy suffered some very horrific burns when he was served a very, very hot, scalding decaf mocha latte at a drive-thru, something that he should have never been handed to him in the first place. That was in Bozeman, Montana. And then the third trial was in Indianapolis against Tesla. And that was a truck versus a motorcycle case. The truck was owned by Tesla. It was a F-250. Tesla has a contract with Ford where they get their maintenance vehicles from Ford. It was a Tesla employee who was driving the vehicle and made an unsafe left-hand turn and plowed into our guy on a motorcycle whose life was devastated. It'll never be the same. He has the mental capacity of a 10-year-old and the vocabulary of a 5-year-old. And Tesla, along with Elon Musk, refused because Elon was, you know, making the decisions in the case. He makes the big decisions for the company. And they refused to settle for 7 years. I got brought into that case 3 years ago. It was bifurcated, so we actually had, you know, 2 opening statements, 2 closing arguments and rebuttals, and over 2 phases, and we won that case. Thank God. Thank God we won that case because it was a tough fought case. Quinn Emanuel was brought in as the trial team, and they were good. They were fierce. Fierce and frivolous, in my opinion, but I'll look forward to more battles against them. Stepping in the ring with lawyers that aren't that capable is boring. If I'm going to be in a fight, I want it to be a good fight.
I'm sure a lot of people hope that you don't show up because then they actually get a chance. But what do you think, you know, is going to make Brutal Honesty so unique to listeners? Because as you said, you're not just focusing on the shiny aspects, the success stories, the glory. What do you think is going to be one of the big reasons that they're going to want to tune in every episode?
We're going to have a lot of amazing guests. We're going to talk about things that they probably have never talked about. We're going to talk about losses and losing and what that means, what that feels like, what to do with it, how to take losing a trial and use it as a building block to be more successful and to actually win. We're going to talk about the problems we have out there with mass advertising and lawyers that are running settlement mills who don't even know their clients' names and just running them through, you know, as economic items rather than real human beings. We're going to discuss our justice system and what to do about the judges that are on the bench and the justices that are out there who need to be disrobed, who need to go. They need their robes taken away, and how to do it ethically, respectfully. It's our duty as officers of the court to make sure that our judiciary is fair and honest and not corrupt. But standing up to, you know, a judge who has power is a scary thing to do. Sometimes the scariest things out there are the most important things for us to do.
I look forward to your guests coming on, because I mean, you have such a great network, and just even within your company, Trial by Human and Trial Lawyers for Justice, there's so many great names that have been on Settlement Nation a lot that are going to come on to Brutal Honesty, and you guys can share your stories and what it's like working together. I look forward to hearing about more about your and Jacob's background too, starting back when you're both teenagers on the bus on the way to basic training.
Oh boy. Jacob loves to talk about how he was in charge of me when I was 17 years old. He loves to slip that in. And now he gets to be in charge of me as an adult. I don't know how this happened, but another thing we're going to have on the Brutal Honesty podcast is expert witnesses. We're going to have expert witnesses come in and talk about their area of expertise and what lawyers should be doing for their clients to make sure that these expert witnesses have what they need to do the best job to evaluate a case neutrally and honestly, and how important ethics are when it comes to hiring expert witnesses and getting them involved with a case. We are going to get jurors on this podcast, people who have served on juries, to come and talk about their experience and what they would like to see more of and what they need more of if they're going to decide a case. We want to hear from real people. We're going to talk about what it takes to adequately work up a case, how you really do it, how to do it right. We're going to talk about things like discovery. Every aspect of what it takes to successfully prepare a case and take it to trial. We're going to talk about appeals and what to do and how to keep your verdict. Sometimes winning the verdict is the easiest thing. Keeping the verdict is the harder thing to do. You know, we're going to talk about, we're going to interview some of the real people out there that have been involved with litigation. We're going to have someone who was a defendant on the podcast who's going to talk about what it was like to be sued and what it was like to have her insurance company not do what was right and to expose her to a judgment that far exceeded the amount of her policy limits. We're going to talk about insurance bad faith. We're going to interview some spouses of trial lawyers. I think it's important to hear from them. Maybe even some children. What's it like to grow up with a parent who's a trial lawyer? Hopefully, this podcast is going to help us become better people. And really take a good hard look at our life and the way we are doing things.
Yeah, and I think something else that we'll definitely add in there that a lot of your already followers online love to know is about how you incorporate health and fitness into your life as well in a very unhealthy industry. I think they're going to want to know your routines, how you keep it up on the road. Because it's easy to do something when you don't leave your house and you have the same routine. But for you, you're rarely never in the one spot.
Right. Health is important. Fitness is essential. There are no excuses. whatever someone has to say about why they're not eating healthy and why they're not exercising, it's always bullshit. They don't understand that it's bullshit. And you have to tell them in a nice way. But we as trial lawyers need to be healthy. We need to cut alcohol out of our lives. It's just bad. It's not good for our brains. We need to change the culture of our profession. I expect that we will have some judges on our podcast, some mediators, and we're going to learn quite a bit from them. Because, you know, as trial lawyers, sometimes we think we know it all. But the best trial lawyers out there are the ones who know they have a lot left to learn. I'm one of those. I have a lot to learn. I'm just beginning to really learn and understand things that were just, well, I guess maybe things that I wasn't willing to learn earlier in my career. So I'm going to learn as we go through this podcast. I'm pretty excited about it.
Me too. And in an industry first, we are also going to make our podcast interactive. Before each episode, we will put an open floor on Instagram and have your trial lawyer peers and friends be able to write in questions that they would love to ask you, and you can answer them live on air. And we'll pick a couple each time, you know, whether it's about cases, whether it's about trial skills, whether it's about life. So we want to make this as interactive as possible for everyone out there so you get the most out of it. Nick, you know, first episode. Oh, go ahead.
We're going to have an episode called The Generosity of Yes and the Power of No. That's all I'm going to tell you about that episode.
All right. Good. I'm glad you're keeping me in the loop. No, I love it. Guys, it's going to be so much fun. We can't wait. First episode. Well, this is the first episode, but it's going to be starting next week. So make sure you subscribe. It is on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, now on brand new YouTube podcast, Google. If you have a stereo, I could burn you a CD if you really need that. We'll make sure that wherever you are, you get it. Nick, I'm so excited for Brutal Honesty Podcast. It's going to be great.
Can we do 8 tracks?
We could do anything. Listen.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. All right, everyone. We'll see you soon on episode 2 of Brutal Honesty.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Brutal Honesty. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. To catch all the latest from Nick, you can follow him on Instagram and YouTube at Jury Trial Lawyer, and sign up for events at trialbyhuman.com.